At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my temporary fill-in best friend Steve DeSager, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where we get one game seven, we don't get another game seven.
Nope, we had two NBA games tonight. Golden State eliminates Memphis. John Morant's season is over officially now.
Yeah, you watched Draymond Green go over. He and John Morant talked for a couple minutes while the clock was ticking down to zero. Look, the Warriors' big three did it, right? It was Klay for the first three quarters. Then Steph gets hot late. Draymond Green, 14, 16, and 8. Look, your star players got to win games like this.
Klay Thompson carried them. We mentioned for the first three quarters on this show tonight how they should have been ahead by more, that they were blowing chances to take big leads. Finally, they got the double-digit lead in the fourth when others joined in. Klay Thompson, though, made 8 threes, his most in a playoff game since the West Finals 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was all the starting five for the Warriors. They all played over 35 minutes. And, yeah, you know, we'll be able to get into the conversation about, ooh, they're getting old. This was more difficult than it needed to be, because it was. Without John Morant, this should have been the Warriors winning each of the next couple of games by 25 points, right? They just have too much firepower. They're too good. But the Grizzlies, like I said, I'm telling you, they're going to win the NBA title next year. They're a finished product. Ja Morant was healthy. They'll make minor tweaks in the offseason. They have the superstar. They have the defense. They have their youth. And they have a lot of money to spend to be able to fill in the couple of holes they have. They're going to win the title. And they would have been right there this year, right? It's a team that won 56 games this year that just got better as the season went on. And when Ja Morant went out, it was, we're still going to keep winning games. The Warriors should have been easier for them. So there's going to be the conversation about the age of the Warriors. Are they hitting the wall? Because they did look at times in this series like they were hitting the wall. This is Klay Thompson's first really good game where you can say, boy, Klay was the difference in a while. You know, Klay had just been kind of just, he's been throwing bricks up for the past couple of weeks. You know, he's a volume shooter and he scored. Well, he's got 21 points. Well, he took 19 shots. He's got 14 points. He took 20 shots.
Like Curry tonight.
Right, exactly. But, you know, Steph has had bigger nights, but Klay, it was, wow, he has struggled since the end of the series with the Nuggets. So there is going to be that conversation, which we've already started to have, about the age of the Warriors, because when you get old right away. Right, we've said it a lot on the show the last week or so, is there's no time to say, well, we need to be able, no, it's, oh man, we're old right now, we got to make moves, right? You're seeing some younger players play a little bit more minutes than maybe you have seen in the past, right? But tonight was a night where we have to ride with our guys. It's a closeout game at home. We're throwing everything into this because we don't want to go on the road and try to win game 7 in Memphis, which is why Klay played 42 minutes, Steph played 40 minutes, Draymond Green played 39 minutes. These guys don't play this many minutes. It doesn't happen that often. But this was, we're going to go for it, right? We're going to treat this game 6 like it's game 7.
Good.
And these guys are all going to play big minutes, and it was the right call. Now, if you're Sacramento, you're happy you have Mike Brown. Oh, all right, the guy coached pretty well, made big decisions, played the big three here. All right. If they had lost this game, I don't know what kind of legs they would have had for game 7. They would have had an extra day to figure it out. But
Monday. It would have been Monday, yeah.
They decided to make it. This is going to be about this game tonight. They went for it here. I give them all the credit for that.
And, you know, after what they did not closing it out prior, and what exactly was that last loss. But Klay Thompson, I looked it up, has had about 20 shots in most of his playoff games already this year. But this is a franchise that very much, not just needed to advance, needed to win tonight. Frankly, needed to win the last game because they needed the days off. You talk about a little bit aging. We've seen a lot of these players on the roster and a host of playoff games over the years. They're back into the playoffs and back into making a run this year. But remember, they've had some injuries, and also the head coach, this gives him more days to come back. Now, the Eastern Conference is going to start with the Tuesday-Thursday games 1 and 2 in Miami. We assume it'll be Phoenix hosting games 1 and 2 in the West, but we don't know that for sure because Phoenix still has to wrap up a second round game 7 on Sunday against Dallas. That series, amazingly, not over yet.
So with that going on, and watching the way that the Warriors Big Three, who have all won 3 championships, they've all had a great run the last few years, Steph, Klay, Draymond, and tonight, Jason Tatum single-handedly shoot the Celtics into Game 7 at home against the Bucks, right? A 40-point night for him. I've told you, he's going to be the MVP in the NBA next year. He has ascended to be one of the top 5 players in the game. And his ascension was part of it, just the Celtics roster needed time to shake out to see, okay, who's the real alpha on this team? How do we build it? Because for a while it was, hey, we got a lot of talented guys here. How do they fit? Well, it's kind of weird. We don't quite know. Is Terry Rozier our starting point guard? Is Marcus Smart? Okay, it's Marcus Smart. Or is Jaylen Brown our big star? Is it Jason Tatum? Is Gordon Hayward going to be our big scorer? We're going to have Kemba Walker. And as time has gone by, this has been Jason Tatum getting more and more comfortable with being the guy in Boston. And now that's what it is. Jason Tatum's the guy. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown are the number 2 and number 3. And the Celtics have figured it out. But Tatum's never afraid of a big shot. He takes the big shots. He makes them. He is that good. But what I've seen, to put these guys into one category here tonight, Steve, is I watch players like Tatum, Steph, Klay, Draymond, Giannis, Jimmy Butler, Luka Doncic. I watch them in the playoffs, and I know how bad they want to win. Mm-hmm. I know these guys would die to win a basketball game. They would sacrifice themselves to win a game in the playoffs and move on and try to win a championship. You can see it in their play. Ja Morant, too. You can see it in their play. You can see what they do to try to carry a team on their shoulders to try to win a game. I have no doubts that how bad these guys want to win, and that's why they're fun to watch. Watching the big 40-point game. You know, Devin Booker is in that category too. So, you know, hey, when we need four, I'm going to give you 40 in this game. I want to go win. I want to be that guy. And that's why the NBA is in great shape with the next generation of players who want to do this, because I know how badly they want to win, because they want their own legacies and they want their own achievements.
And James Harden. James Harden's on that list as well, right?
See, I have another list for James. He's on my sub list, actually. Okay. The next list is. And so when you compare and contrast them to James Harden, Kyrie Irving, LeBron, Kevin Durant, those guys, I don't know how much they want to win anymore. I really don't. You see their seasons and how they carry themselves, and they look to me like guys who have said, I've done my winning, and now I'm out for other things, right? Because James Harden is about celebrity. Right, Harden has watched his career slowly go downhill and erode over the course of the past years. Now, he worked on his game, so from the mid-20s to his early 30s, he hit a level I didn't think he could get to. Right, and I thought single-handedly at some point he's going to get the Rockets into the NBA Finals, and he didn't. In the last 3 years, what's happened? He was unhappy in Houston, they traded him. He was unhappy in Brooklyn, they traded him. Now, he hasn't played that well in Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia's pissed at him because he hasn't tried to take over any games. He hasn't been the James Harden he was in Houston. And they wanted that. Harden's about celebrity. He's not a guy that's going to suddenly start playing harder. He's not suddenly going to be someone that says, hey, I know I need to get back to that. No, Harden's about being a celebrity. He's playing basketball now because it fosters his celebrity. Kyrie Irving is about lifestyle. He plays basketball so he can do lots of other things off the court, whether it is politically, whether it is medically, I'm not going to get vaccinated, whatever it is, he has other things that he wants to do, many things, and he plays basketball so he can do those things. Kevin Durant is simply about respect. He doesn't care if he wins. I've won my championships. That's why I went to Golden State. I don't like people saying I can't win. I go to Golden State. I win a couple of titles. I win a couple of NBA Finals MVP. People can't question me anymore. Guess what? People are still questioning him. He gets mad. He goes on Twitter with burner accounts and goes back at people. He just cares about people saying he's great, right? LeBron completely is done winning. He came to LA. I won a championship. Okay, I've done it. I've done my part. I held up my end of the bargain. Now, I'm about individual achievement and how I want to finish my career. And I want to finish my career here. I want to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the number one scorer of all time. I want to spend my last couple of years playing. I want to play my last year with Bronny. That's what I want to do. And I want to continue to foster my business empire.
That's right.
Which
and
I'm here in L.A.
in Los Angeles,
right.
And with his production company, and he already makes $100 million a year.
Yes. When he signed, I said he doesn't want the Lakers. He just wants the Lakers brand. I'm going back 3 years with this now. People are like, oh, yeah. No, he wanted the Lakers brand. And that's what he got. That's why he didn't sign with the Clippers. He wanted the Lakers. He flew back in from vacation, spent overnight in Los Angeles, said he was staying, and then he left on vacation again. He wanted the brand. He's got that now. These guys are done winning, right? If they win, it's great. It's a bonus for them. But are they driven to win like they're used to? No. All right. KD used to be driven to win. He's not anymore. All right. LeBron used to be driven to win. He's not anymore. James Harden was driven. Not anymore. Kyrie Irving was not anymore. Kyrie Irving is too all over the place. So these guys that we spend so much time talking about that drive so much conversation, it's going to be, does it really matter anymore? Because they're done winning. They've had that part of their lives. They finished. They're on to what's next. Whereas these guys now that I just mentioned, all because they haven't won, they're still younger, earlier in their careers, they all want to win. But then you look at the guys like Jimmy Butler and Steph and Clay who are in their 30s, and Steph and Clay have already won, and they still want to win in UK. And then you realize, oh, you can kind of have it both ways. You can still be in your 30s, have won, and still want to go win.
Yeah.
That's why I love these guys, because I know how bad they want to win.
I'll give you a compare and contrast since we've seen it on back-to-back nights. Compare James Harden last night, season on the line, 0 for 2, 3 turnovers in the second half. Compare to tonight, Kevon Looney, people don't even probably still know that name for Golden State. I remember him when he was at UCLA. Kevon Looney had 22 rebounds in a playoff game where they eliminated their opponent. 22 rebounds. No Warriors had that in a playoff game since back in the 1980s. And there was a stat from Mark Spears, Bay Area writer 4 years ago in the NBA, that when he was the primary defender against Looney, the Grizzlies were 3 of 15 shooting tonight. And this was a game that Golden State trailed with 6.5 minutes to go. Now, compare and contrast that. Looney, who I'm sure has a ring, right? He's been on this team for years now. And compare that to what we saw from Harden, where he doesn't have to be the top scorer on Philadelphia, and he wasn't even a shooter in the second. That was ridiculous. Compare those two back-to-back nights.
I mean, I was glad I had the night off last night because I had a school function with Zoe. But I'm like, at the end of the night, I'm like, oh man, I missed the James Harden stuff and I missed the Doc Rivers stuff. And I was so mad. I'm like, oh, all I've been talking about these guys for weeks and weeks and weeks. And here it is. And Doc saying I've done a great job. Harden disappearing. I'm so glad we had another night for this.
It's still there because the exit interviews, the exit press conference was still there with Philadelphia today when the team says it plans to have James Harden back and Doc Rivers will be back as coach. The other Philadelphia news, by the way, that Danny Green suffered a torn ACL and LCL last night. This is a guy who turns 35 next month. He only averaged 6 points per game this past season. He's on the court because he's an outside shooter and he shot under 40% from the floor this past season. That was bad for him personally and not an addition to the team. As for one other Warriors stat, the folks at Stats Inc. got this. We mentioned last hour that Golden State tonight had 70 rebounds. I have to say that again out loud. 70 rebounds in this win against Memphis tonight. In fact, the Warriors are the first team in the history of NBA to, in the same game, have 70 rebounds and make 23-pointers. Regular season or postseason, that had never happened before since the league had a three-point shot 40-plus years ago. That's what kind of night it was for the Warriors. And they were still losing with 6.5 minutes to go.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, the Jason Smith Show with Steve DeSager, in for Mike Harmon tonight. I mean it. You look at how these guys are playing, and it's pretty easy. It's a light bulb moment to go, oh, yeah, look at what Luka is doing facing elimination. Look at what we watched Jason Tatum doing facing elimination. Look at what James Harden did facing elimination. Look at what LeBron James did when the Lakers needed to win at the end of the season. Somehow, as I told you, he was going to miss all the games at the end because he's not going to be on the hook for the Lakers missing the playoffs. Ta-da! He missed all but two of the last 11 games. Right? This is what it is. Right? You watch KD and Kyrie talk, and on the court it's, we didn't get to put it together this year. You know they're not driven to win. It's just that part of their life is done. For these other players, this is what it's all about. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Coming up next, hey, we'll preview both big Game 7s coming up this weekend in the NBA playoffs, give you some winners. And also, what should be next for one guy who still thinks he's a superstar in the NBA? It's next right here. Jason and Steve, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, temporary fill-in Steve DeSager, in for Mike Harmon.
And Mike's back next week, right? All's well with the world.
Yes, he's having surgery for his wrist. I think it's a hemit bone.
It's broke.
I think it's
broke.
It's the only bone I know about the wrist.
That's right, because you're a Mets fan. Mets catcher James McCann out 6 weeks.
I feel like I made that happen. Just to be honest with you, the 2 nights ago, Harmon talked about how he fell and he hurt his hand and he's got to have surgery on his wrist. And I said, do you have a broken wrist? He goes, well, I have a broken bone. I said, is it the hemit bone? And he goes, well, I don't know. We got to talk. I said, well, because that's the only part of the bone I know. Going back to when Ken Griffey, broke the hemit bone in his.
It's the little hook inside underneath there.
Exactly.
It happens to hitters.
Is it the hemit bone? I'm going to say it's the hemit bone, right? It's the hemit bone. And then what happens now? James McCann, the Mets catcher, is out. Broken hemit bone. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. I feel like I made it happen.
I
spoke it in form.
We've got two things to update. One, speaking of injuries, we mentioned this last night on the show that Bryce Harper won't be able to throw for at least a month because of his current elbow injury. Fortunately, there's a DH in the National League starting this year. He can still hit. It's not on his lead arm, apparently. Bryce Harper has just homered. He has a 3-for-4 night going. The Phillies' lead is now 9-7 at Dodger Stadium, going to the bottom of the 8th. That's the only game still going. And there were shots fired outside the Milwaukee Bucks game tonight. In fact, 3 people were shot, not right next to the arena, but near the Deer District. You may have seen, not just this year, thousands of fans congregate right outside the Milwaukee Bucks arena. And that happened tonight. We're getting to better weather, closer to summer there in Wisconsin. And so, with about a minute left in the game that they eventually lost to the Celtics tonight, this happened, and one man and one woman shot were transported to a hospital. A third drove there to the hospital. All 3, quote, have non-life-threatening injuries. ESPN asked the team about it, and they quickly distanced themselves, saying the incident took place outside of the Deer District area, and they referred all questions to Milwaukee police. That was quick. So the police said that they did. In fact, the Bucks announced right before the game, we've reached our capacity limit for that watch party right outside the arena. 11,000 people. But there were also metal detectors set up surrounding the bars in the area, setting up obviously metal detectors near the entrance to the stage right outside the arena. This, with the shooting, happened near the Deer District in Milwaukee, and police say a 29-year-old man is in custody.
Oof, wow. I mean, that's some kind of story that hit just a little bit ago. Any more updates on that? We'll bring it to you here. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager, in for Mike Harmon tonight. Quick reminder, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Now, for the games on the floor, we now have two big Game 7s coming your way this weekend. Number one, we got Boston and Milwaukee with the Celtics winning tonight, 108-95. Another big night from Jason Tatum. Steve, I look at this series and I say, we've just watched the visiting team take the last couple of games.
Three.
The last three games in a row. I can't see it happening again in Game 7. As much as I want to pick the Bucks, because in the beginning of the playoffs I thought we're going to get a rematch between the Bucks and the Suns this year in the finals, I can't see the Celtics losing again at home in Game 7. It's going to be another big night for Giannis, but I think the Celtics support players are going to be the difference again, because when you look at the big three right now for the Bucks without Chris Middleton, look, as good as Drew Holiday has been, not quite what the Celtics are getting with Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart at home. The Celtics are going to be too much. They're going to win Game 7.
Giannis scored 44 points tonight, and the team still didn't have 100 in Milwaukee with a chance to win the series tonight. So you would think that's not going to happen two nights in a row. We know Giannis can score 40 again, but you figure, you know, Brook Lopez is going to be double digits. You know, we know Chris Middleton is long gone. People have stopped saying, hey, is he going to play in this series? No, he's not playing in the series. It's a sprained MCL. Stop asking. He might play like a week from now, sure, but this series will be long over. The question is, come Sunday, will Milwaukee's season be over by then? Drew Holiday is a guy that can score 15-20, as we see, so I think the offense can be there even on the road Sunday, so let's see what offense is going to be there for the Celtics. We've talked about, well, not just tonight, we talked about what a special player Jason Tatum is, and he scored 46, but they also had almost 46 from the guards combined as well. Jaylen Brown scores quite consistently. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, wound up with a 21-point night. I think you can wind up with a Celtics double-digit lead in the second half again. The question remains what you referenced. The road team kept winning games. In fact, three straight games. The difference with tonight, the Celtics had the double-digit lead in the fourth quarter again and didn't blow it this time. How will the close of the game go? Or when it starts to go south, if there's a little 7-0 run by a visiting team, does the New England pessimism start to invade the court? Because we saw that one game before, the last home game with Boston.
You've just given every Celtics fan an ulcer, because they're all saying, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to get up big. Tatum's going to have 50, and then we're going to have to watch Marcus Smart turn the ball over at the end to get blocked by Drew Holiday. That's what everybody is there. Great. Thanks a lot to that DeSager guy.
What a jerk. Some people, well, I might be saying that anyway. Some people are not old enough to remember that was the entire attitude of all of New England for sports for decades. Now they think, we saw Poppy win, 3-4 World Series. It's just, and all those Tom Brady Super Bowls. It wasn't like that. Trust me, it wasn't like that. It was the complete opposite of that. Year after year after year, Red Auerbach won a ton of titles through 1969, and then Dave Cowan some. But, you know, once Bird won his, what was it, third title? Yikes, what happened after, you know, let's go back, what would it be, 35 years of Boston history?
Oh, yeah.
The Celtics, you talked about it earlier, Doc Rivers won one championship as Celtics coach, and people think it was a dynasty. It's not. It wasn't. It's just the oddest flip that the teams who let the city down and all of New England year after year are the teams that wound up winning the titles, and now it's not the Celtics that are winning the titles, plural, for decades now.
I'm telling you, man, I'm not the biggest fan of the 2008 Celtics being, this legendary team. But if you want to say to me, hey, they overcame Doc Rivers to win that title, I'm with you on it a little bit. I'm saying, okay, because Doc Rivers has clearly shown who he is in his career the last 15 years with blowing leads and underachieving.
And the next year and the year after that with Boston.
We overcame Doc Rivers to win. Okay, that I'll put in your column. I'll put that in your column. Paul Pierce just had to go to the bathroom, but you overcame Doc Rivers. Okay, I'll give you that. Can cancel each other out, because if you want to push that narrative on me, that I could give you. Because that's the thing about Doc Rivers is that someone like him, his career should be Doc Rivers, 1,000 wins as a head coach, NBA championship with the Celtics. But instead, the championship looks like the outlier. And it's, Doc Rivers won, but whoof, man, these last 15 years. And this is not what have you done for me lately and a bit of a prisoner of the moment. This is 15 years. This is prisoner of the last 15 years. Yeah. This is look at what's going on now in every year since he's been there. That's Doc Rivers, man. I'm telling you, they overcame Doc Rivers. That should be the title of the video that they put out. On the for next year, the 15th anniversary of the 2008 team. It should start at like a 30 for 30. What if we told you the Boston Celtics had to overcome the ineptness of their head coach to win an NBA title? And there's the Celtics with a chance. And then Kevin Garnett saying, anything is possible, blowing the Adidas line he was supposed to really say. And it's that. Then I'm with you on that, overcoming Doc Rivers.
And remember, with the same Doc Rivers and Garnett, Paul Pierce team, the very next year, they were dominant and had a Game 7 at home in the second round and lost to Orlando, which is the team that Doc Rivers had just coached before he came to Boston in the first place. So if you add up these 20-plus years as an NBA head coach, you're correct to point out over 1,000 regular season wins. He has had a ton of great seasons. You know, except his postseason record is, except for that one Celics run in 2010.
I know this.
It's 88-90. In the playoffs.
I was going to say 4-56. Okay, it's AI. He won a few more games. Well, you got to have some wins to blow those 3-1 leads. You got to get up there.
So it's, come see. It's a little bit of win. It's a little bit of loss. It's like all of those Clippers season we saw. Like, my goodness, the Clippers have won 50 games again this year. Oh, yeah. Okay, now we're in the playoffs again.
If Jeff Fisher is a 7-9 guy, Doc Rivers should be the 3-4 guy. What's your record in most playoff series, 3-4? We get up 3-1 and we lose. We're 3-4. I'm a 3-4 guy. The Jason Smith Show with Steve DeSager in from Mike Harmon. We'll give you our next big prediction on Game 7 coming up in a few minutes. But, we mentioned James Harden a few minutes ago. And today, the wake for the Philadelphia 76ers, Doc Rivers coming back, which is ridiculous. What is now next for James Harden? Because the team says they think James Harden's going to come back. Well, there's a couple of things that have to happen. James Harden has to decide if he wants to opt in next year for $47 million.
Tough choice.
Or he can become a free agent, hope to land a new deal with the Sixers for a lot of money, or potentially go someplace else. If I'm the Sixers, here's what I do. If Harden opts in for $47 million, I trade him. If he opts out, I let him walk away. Okay, thank you, James. Good luck. I know it's going to seem bad because we had Ben Simmons
that would
and now
be admitting,
we have nothing.
You're right. That would be admitting defeat.
It is tough, but in the NBA, what people don't get is that when you say goodbye to a star, you have a lot of money that you can spend on somebody else.
Expiring contract or that slot.
If James Harden leaves, right? If James Harden leaves for free agent, that's the best thing that could happen, because now you don't have to worry about trading for an expiring deal and worry about pushing a kick in a can down the road a year. If James Harden leaves, hey, look at all the money we have free that we're going to be able to spend to help make this team better, because James Harden is just a guy. I've said it for a long time. He is just a guy. The Sixers need to let Harden become somebody else's problem, right? That's what it is. And and you know what's going to wind up happening with him, I'll tell you exactly where it's going to go. No contenders are going to believe they're a James Harden away anymore, because James Harden is not the player he was. Even you listen to Embiid saying it last night. James is not the guy. He's a facilitator. It's not like he's piling up 25 assists in a game, right? He's a playmaker. No, he's not leading. He's not LeBron going to point guard and suddenly he's leading the league in assists.
Well, what's changed is the shooting. Recently, he wasn't even getting to the foul line. He had literally zero free throw attempts last night. I find that hard to believe. You almost have to make a choice of what kind of game you're going to play to not even have one free throw attempt.
When he was averaging 30 a game, 12 of those points from the free throw line.
Yeah, it was like Sean Kemp used to always do, or Karl Malone. It's just It was part of their game. And so he was a 30-point a game scorer, Harden, not too many seasons ago. And so he's down to 20 points a game now, but more to the point, if you dig deeper, he's just not shooting like he did before as far as percentage. This was his worst shooting percentage of his career this year.
No, what's going to wind up happening with him, and what should happen with him, this is a case where what's going to wind up happening and should happening is going to, as long as the Sixers are content on letting him go, whether it's a trade or whether it's signing somewhere. He's in the same spot right now that Chris Paul was in about 3.5 years ago, where there was a lot of minutes and you wondered if Chris Paul was just done, right? He was off the NBA radar, and you were wondering, is he just going to play out his career in Oklahoma City or someplace else? And he proved that, no, I got tread left on my tires. He's kind of reinvented himself, and look at the season he had the last couple of years of the Phoenix Suns. Yes, he's getting a little tired now in the playoffs, but look at where he is now, playing point guard for a contender and still extending his career. James Harden is at that point where Chris Paul was, where Harden's got to go someplace off the radar and show that he can still be a great player, right? He's the next guy who we still think is a star, but we have to watch him toil in obscurity to see if he can still be that player. Like, he's got to go to Washington or Indiana or Sacramento or Orlando or Portland or Oklahoma City, back to Oklahoma City, somewhere like that, prove that he's still dynamic, he can still be a guy that scores a lot of points, can lead one of these teams to the cusp of the playoffs, and a year from now, hey, he'll be on contenders' radar again. Okay, hey, James proved he's still that guy. We can make a move for him. Now, is he going to get more than a 1 or 2 year deal at a time for a ton of money? Probably not, but he'll still get paid pretty good, and if he shows that he can still be that player that he used to be and rededicates himself, okay, but that's what should happen, what will happen for Harden, as long as the Sixers are okay with letting him go, and they should let him go. Don't worry about getting stuff back for him, and if he opts out, it's a gift, because you can use that money someplace else, but that's what James Harden needs to do. If he goes someplace like that and proves that he can do it again, hey, he'll get back up the ladder, and he'll get back to an NBA contender quick. If he doesn't, he's out of the league. He's on a 3-year downturn. I don't know that he can do it, but if he's too young to just flat out retire, and he likes the celebrity of being an NBA player. So yeah, go to one of those teams, show you can lift them up a little bit, do it, and then you can get traded back to a contender.
Here's all you have to know about Philadelphia's season just completed last night with the loss. James Harden is your highest paid player. And if he picks up his player option for next year, James Harden is still your highest paid player, making even more, believe it or not. If there's a guy who knew the sport and was watching Philly over the last couple of weeks, but didn't know the personnel, and you told him James Harden, that guy with the beard, he's the highest player on this team. Not just last night, he would say, are you kidding me? That's the highest paid? Wait, if they keep him, they need to find a way for him to decrease the value of that player option, not kick into that and say, how about if we just spread the money out? We'll give you 3 years. We can still give you $100 million total, but we'll make you the third highest player, paid player on this team. There's no way you can get what you got this past season or what you would deserve if you pick up your own player option right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my temporary fill-in best friend Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. And, you know, not for nothing, but on AMC right now, Jason Voorhees is about 20 minutes away from obtaining his hockey mask for the very first time. Friday the 13th, part 3, gets the hockey mask. I mean, who knew it was going to be that iconic a moment in movie? Like, here's the third Friday the 13th movie, right? We're doing it in 3D. We're going to try to do something different. Yes, Jason killed everybody in Friday the 13th, part 2. Got to give him something.
Spoiler alert.
Well, because, you know, it was the mom in the first one. Oh, sorry. Double spoiler alert. But it's like, what do we do? We got to give him a mask. He had a sack on his head in the second one. What about a hockey mask? I don't know. Let's try it. Hey, look at this. One of the most iconic things in movie history is happening.
And so, wait a minute. They saw Jaws try a 3D for Jaws 3, and they said, yeah, let's do that also.
You know, here's the worst part about this movie is that half of the 3D was stuff that was, oh, here's somebody doing a yo-yo in your face. Like, you know, just in a very benign scene of a guy doing a yo-yo. Whoa, the yo-yo's coming at you.
As I recall from Jaws, there was some sort of explosion and some sharks face, if you even call it that. It's literal jaws were floating in the water. So you had literal Jaws in 3D. But aside from that, it was, you know, they had a syringe like squirt at the camera and then maybe people in the audience would flinch. But aside from that, and it sounds like it's this way with that movie, it was largely forgettable. Like, why did you even try this?
But he gets the hockey mask. I mean, he gets that.
No,
that's what it is. He gets
aspect,
the hockey mask.
The 3D
he gets the
aspect,
hockey mask. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Two big bold predictions we will finish with tonight. Number one, Game 7 coming up this weekend, Dallas and Phoenix. I'm embarrassed Phoenix is still in this. And I said this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like the announcement.
Sunday, race fans. Not only will Phoenix win this in a blowout, it'll be over midway through the third quarter. Devin Booker will score 40. This is not a game that the Mavericks should. Look, I give them a lot of credit for where they are. Phoenix, I think, has gotten a little bit of fat cat syndrome and a little bored. They should not be here with the Dallas Mavericks. They're too talented. You don't win 65 games in the regular season and then go out in the second round because of a matchup. They'll win big, and they will get right getting into the Western Conference Finals.
Now, the Conference Finals for the West do, as we've mentioned, start on Wednesday. We assume that will be in Phoenix. I am with you. Phoenix is easily the better team. Luka's incredible, but we've seen what happens. Well, earlier in the series, maybe not so much recently, what happens when he can have a phenomenal game and they can still lose. I would assume if Phoenix has leads of 9 to 12 points a lot on Sunday. And this would be a night game, by the way, because Boston, there's another Game 7 in the East. Boston has the day slot.
One more bold prediction I'll give you for next season on the NBA. The Grizz go home tonight. They win the NBA title next year. They got everything they need. They're a finished product. They have the superstar. They have the youth. They have the defense. They have the money. They just need very subtle changes or very subtle tweaks to make this offseason. Look, they had a better record without Ja Morant than with him, which shows you that everybody's on the same page. The Grizzlies were great for a reason. They missed their star player. Yeah, you're not going to win in the NBA playoffs without your star. But next season, Grizzlies, your NBA champions.
Now, I notice you're not going out on a limb saying this late game, Philadelphia is going to get the save from Yuris Familia, because that's who they've brought in bottom of the ninth at Dodger Stadium. Up
oh, good
nine,
luck.
7.
Yeah. You'll be sweating Familia now. It's happening. Thanks a bunch, Steve. Appreciate it, my friend. Brian Noe coming up next. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio. Grizzio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.